This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills. We're starting a new series this week, B'siyata D'Shmaya, on the Tfilois, Iyun Tfila. We're going to be starting with the Berachas HaShachar. And I want to mention that this series is being dedicated by our dear friends in Los Angeles, Rav Betzalel Rose, Umishpachtoi, Le'iloi Nishmas, their brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yaakov. We wish that his neshama have an aliyah, B'yomei Otz Yosher, for his mishpacha and all of Klal Yisrael. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so there, when it comes to tefillah, you would naturally start in the beginning, but we're going to choose to start with the Berachas HaShachar and primarily try to focus on the order of the Berachas HaShachar. And interestingly, in the Gemara makes no mention of the way we start our day, which is by saying Moedah Ani, which, by the way, which is a very recent tefillah. Maybe we will go back one day and discuss that. Why we start our day differently than the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ki mitar oimer leikai neshama shenasata b'tahira. When as soon as you wake up, you say Eloikai. Meaning, as legislated by the Gemara, the first thing you say in the morning is the word Eloikai. You say, Neshama shenasata b'tahira. Ata yitzarta bi, ata nafachta bi. Okay, and so on and so forth. But we do it differently, simply because we can't say this bracha when we wake up, because we're not clean. So we choose a tefillah that has no mention of Hashem's name. But back in the day, where they had more control over their guf, they woke up, b'tahara. Okay, the Gemara says, the first bracha you make in the morning, kishama called tarnagoyla, when you hear your alarm clock, when you hear the voice of the rooster, Lema, Baruch Asher Nosan La Sechvi Vina, he who gave the Sechvi understanding La Havchin Ben Yom Uvein Laila, to be Mavchin between day and night. Now your eyes are still closed. One morning this week, I woke up, it was very dark outside in the morning. I turned on the side light, to go to my closet, and the baby's in the room, and he said, Daddy, my eyes didn't wake up yet, So right now the eyes are closed. So the Gemara says, Ki pasach inei leima baruch b'keach ivrim. When you open your eyes, you say, Blessed is he who opens the eyes of the blind, gives sight to the blind. Ki taritz v'yasev, when you sit up, Lema baruch mater asurim. Hashem releases the bound. When we're sleeping, our limbs are bound. Ki lavish, when you get dressed, lema baruch malbish arumim. Ki zakif, when you stand up, lema baruch zakif kafufim. Ki nachas la'aro, when you put your feet on the ground and you don't fall into the abyss, lema baruch reika haratz alamoyim. Blesses God who set the earth on the water. Ki miski, when you... What?
Mithaniki.
Okay. When Mem Samach Gimel Yud, Lema, Baruch Hameichin Mitzadei Gaver. Blessed is he who makes firm the footsteps of man. Kisaye Mitzane, when you put on your shoes, Lema, Baruch Sha'asali Kotzarki. Kiyasar Hamne, when you put on your belt, Lema, Baruch Oizar Yisrael Begvura. Kiparas Sudra. When you put areshe, when you wrap the handkerchief around your head, when you put on your hat, lema baruch oitar yisol b'safar. So there are four blessings that are absent here. There are four blessings we make of the 15 berachas hashachar that we say every morning. There are four missing ones. Every morning we say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 blessings. There are four that are missing. And three in a row. And that are Shalayasani Goy, Shalayasani Aved, Shalayasani Isha. Where are these blessings? They don't appear. They're not here. We're going to end. Hanoisin La Yoiv Kayach is also not there. But that bracha is not anywhere. Yeah. That bracha does not appear in Shas. The other three blessings, The other three blessings appear in the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says, Tanya, Hayra Meir Oimer, Chayiv Adam Levarech Shalosh Brachas B'Choyim. Person's obligated to make three blessings every day. Elohein, Sha'asani Yisrael, that you made me a Jew. Doesn't say Shalayasani guy. Shalayasani Isha, you didn't make me a woman. Shalayasani Bar, you didn't make me an ignoramus. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Shamei Levrei, to have a Kamavarch, Shalayasani Bar. Amar Lei Kulei Hainami. So you're making a bracha, you didn't make me an Amaretz. Amar Lei Velamai Mavarech, Shalayasani Ovet. Don't say you didn't make me an Amaretz. You could say you didn't make me an Isha, but not you didn't make me an Ovet. So basically, even though the Gemara says the bracha you make is that you made me a Jew, not that you didn't make me a guy, but for the most part, you know, for now, for today's purposes, we have one Gemara that has 11 brachas. We have another Gemara that has 3 brachas. Hanoisin Layav Kach is not mentioned nowhere. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. And that will have to have a separate shir on. But we have 11 and 3. No problem. So we'll say all of them. You know, there's not a machlaikis. One Gemara is discussing 11, another Gemara is discussing 3. The question is the order that we put it in. Because I understand, you want to do 11, you want to do 3, so either do the 3 in before all the 11, or do the 3 after the 11. But why say one of the 11, say 3, and then the other 10? The question is, why do we first say, Asher Nosan Lasech Vivina? Now, let's take a poll here. Raise your hand if you say Asher Nosan Lasech Vivina. Asher Nosan, past tense. Raise your hand if you say past tense. Raise your hand if you say past tense. Raise your hand if you say Hanoisein Lasech Vivina. So apparently most people daven twice. That's what it is? Most people say the Baruch Hashem twice? Again, raise your hand if you do past tense. Raise your hand if you do present tense. Raise your hand if you don't daven to God. No, I mean, that's also... No, just joking. Right? So either you do past tense or you do present tense. No extra charge for humor. No, so the answer is, I believe it's Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfarad. Nusach Ashkenaz says past tense, Asher Nosan. Nusach Sfarad says present tense, Hanoisein. I don't know what Sfaradim do. What do Sfaradim do? Nosein. Okay. But I believe that Ashkenaz is past tense and Sfarad is present tense. And hopefully we'll explain that as well. But what really captured my attention, and that's why I decided to start with this subject, because I think just to do the tefillos and translate the words, you know, we want to give it some flavor. It's a good kasha. In other words, the order of the brachas. We have 11 in one Gemara. We have 3 in another Gemara. But why start one? We start with one in brachas. We go to the 3 in Menachas, and we jump to the other 10. Now, when I was in Sydney, Australia, of all places, there was a Rebbe there in the day school. He was davening out of a siddur, and maybe when he davened for the Amud, he said some interesting words. I don't remember how it developed, but basically I saw he had an interesting siddur, so he asked me if I want one. I said, oh, yeah, of course. This is a siddur of the original text of Nusach Ashkenaz. It's called Siddur Tfilas Yeshoran. So most Nusach Ashkenaz today is not exactly the original. And Nusach Sfarad, I learned my lesson. So, Nusach Sfarad, the Baal Shem did not daven Nusach Sfarad. The Baal Shem daven Nusach Ashkenaz with a few minor adjustments. And Nusach Sfarad developed from the Talmidei Baal Shem. But be it as a, not from the Ari. But be it as a may, just something called Nusach Ari. But be it as a may, in the Siddur Tfilas Yeshurun, he has a very interesting thing, that there is a Nusach Miyuchad to say the Berachas HaShachar. You know, I didn't know what the... If I down for the Amr, you know, you do all them the same. No. There's a nigun where the first bracha, you do it on a high pitch, and the second bracha, you do it on a low pitch. You alternate. You alternate. I've never heard anybody do that. I don't know anybody who knows it. You know someone who does that?
Yeah.
Who?
Avi Sherman.
Who?
Avi Sherman.
So besides Avi Sherman, I don't know anybody else who does this. But apparently there is some original nusach. There's some kind of nigun miyuchad. Will you alternate? And then for the bracha of Hanoisin Layev Koyach, there's a nigun Messiah. Yeah. Okay. Fine. But comes the Torah. The Torah says like this. There are another three blessings to make, aside from the ones mentioned in the Gemara and Brachas. And they are, and the next one is Shalai Asani Aved. Even though you made Shalai Asani Isha, in other words, a woman is not chayv mitzvah sasishas man grama. So you say once you're thanking Hashem that you're not a woman, why do you have to thank Hashem that you're not an Eved? No, because an Eved, which is lower. So in other words, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekhin Melchalam Shosani Isha. You have to thank Hashem that you're chayv in mitzvah Yisashay Shazman Grama. Okay. But then the Torah says something very interesting. With the Sidurei Ashkenaz, in the Ashkenaz Sidurim, Ksuvim Elu Shalish Brachos, Miyar Achar Noisen Lasach Vivino. So now the Torah is already acknowledging that the ancient tradition is that after Noisen, by the way, he has present tense. If you looked in the Gemara didn't say present tense. The Gemara said Asher Nosan, past tense. Then you have these three brachas. So in other words, the Torah is saying in the ancient tradition of Ashkenaz, it's 1, 3, 10. That's the order of the brachas. However, v'sidurei svar, k'suvim besoif, kaidim amav r'sheina. Does the svardim have maybe a more accurate rendition? They do all the brachas in brachas first, and then all the brachas in menachas. Yeah? Okay. But the Svardim today have abandoned their original heritage and they do like us Ashkenazim. Probably our fault. But that's the Torah is already observing. The tradition is you do 1 in Brachos, 3 in Menachos, 10 in Brachos. And this is a question. Why would this be? You know, where did this custom develop from? In Rav Schwab Siddur on Sefer on Tefillah, on the Eon Tefillah, he also says, Minageinu Loimar, based on what it says in the Siddurim. And not the order of waking up. And this is something we're going to emphasize soon. In other words, in the times of the Gemara, they wouldn't come into shul, open up the Siddur and just read the brachos. What would they do? As soon as they hear the sound of the rooster, they say, Asher Nosan Lasach Vivina. Then as soon as they open their eyes, they say, and then they get dressed and they sit up, and they stand up. In other words, the brachos were made through at certain junctures. We just come to shul and say whatever it says in the book. However, v'yesh lahavin, says Rav Shab, tam hakdamas brachos shalai asani goy ve'eved v'isha, right after asher nasan lasach v'vina. Because the original minog of svardim was to say the order of brachos and then the order of menachos. But our minog and the minog of Sfaradim today is not like that. The Aruch HaShulchan also raises this point. The Aruch HaShulchan says, V'dash, b'sidurei Ashkenaz. These three brachos are enacted, are arranged, after Hanoisim Lasach V'vina, and the Sidurei Sfarad, they're at the end. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be addressing this. You know, why would it be in the end? Why would it be in the beginning? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, you need to know. I guess you could ask another question. Why are these brachas grouped in different Gemaras? Why do you have 11 in one Gemara and 3 in another Gemara? So he says like this, Midina de Gemara, that you make the brachas at certain intervals, then it's very simple. Why these brachas are mentioned in different Gemaras. I mean, regarding that question, why are these brachas mentioned in different Gemaras? Very simple. Because the Gemara in brachas is talking about brachas you make when things happen. So when you hear the rooster, you make Asher Nosan. When you open your eyes, you say Pekeach Ivrim. When you get dressed, you say Malbash Arumim. Shalai Sani Goy, Shalai Sani Yav, Shalai Sani Isha. There's no interval. It's not like every morning God's coming and making you Ois Goy. There's no circumcision happening every morning or a conversion every morning. Right? You're not, and I'm not getting into the others either, for sure not, okay?
But these are maises that are all in the oven.
So in the Gemara Brachas is discussing brachas at intervals. The Gemara Brachas is discussing general blessings you have to make every day. That explains why they're in different Gemaras. But regarding the order, so in the olden days, the order would be, you'd say all of them in brachas, and then you'd say all of them in menachas, and that's what the Sfaradim did. But nowadays that we just arrange it in the siddur, he says, "Avala idna shemesadrim kulam biyachad." So now we don't put them in the end; we put them in the beginning. In other words, in the olden days, we would first make the blessings that are triggered by an action, and then we would make the blessings for general things that we're grateful to Hashem. But nowadays that we just arrange it based on what it says in the Siddur, so first we thank Hashem for our state of being, and then we thank Hashem for different things that we have.
Exactly.
The only thing is, he doesn't seem to be addressing the question Rav Schwab is picking up on, and that is, why would we then inject it after the first bracha? In other words, if you want to say that nowadays we don't make the bracha upon actions and we masader them all together, then like this chashuva gentleman is mentioning, so why would we first say Asher Nasa Nasech Vivina, then say Shalas Ani Goy, Shalas Ani Yav, Shalas Ani Isha, and then say the other 10, right? That's the question on hand. So I want to do today one answer from Rav Schwab and two original answers.
I mean, normally we make brachas over lasiyasa, right?
That's only by a mitzvah. Okay, these are brachas hashvach.
Malbish Arumin would make sense.
Yeah.
To say it before we get dressed.
Again, but we're not doing that anymore. We're not.
I don't know why. Why did we stop doing it? I mean, it's
presumably because you can't say Malbish Arumin. The guy's hands are dirty. You know, you're not clean. You can't make these blessings, right? So since you can't make them, we arrange them all together. But why? The Aruch HaShulchan seems to say, well, once we arrange them all together, we put all the brachas of Menachos first. Shoyesani Goy, Shoyesani Oved, Shoyesani Isha. But why first say Asher Nasa Nasachvivin? So the first thing we want to do is, let's define, what is a Sechvi? Okay? Says the Rashi. Rashi says a Sechvi is a Tarnagal. What's a Tarnagal? Yeah.
Oh, a chicken.
A rooster. The Iko Duchti, the Karila Tarnagal Sechvi. There are places. There are places. Whether it's in Idaho or other places where they call a Sechvi a Tarnagal. Says the Avudraham, Kishashemea kol Tarnagal, Mavarech, Baruch Hashem Lekin Machelam, Hanoisin Azavina, Achimini Mavinloila. Baruch Hashem, now that the Avudraham says, why don't we just say Baruch Hashem Lekin Machelam? Why do we have to say Baruch, 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 Baruch? It's like, you know, when you get the assignment, I will not, I will not. And you have to write talk 500 times. Just I will not talk, 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 talk. Why do you have to write again? I will not, you know, why do we have to go through the whole routine? Why can't we be kol everything b'bracha achas? The answer is because each one is a separate form of gratitude. Each one requires a bracha. Says the Avudraham, the Pasuk, now the Avudraham says, the correct here says, Hanoisein. And this comes from a Pasuk in Eiv. Mi yitein la sech vivina. The only thing is it doesn't say that anywhere. Okay, but we'll get to that. The sech vihu hatarnagal. Shenema, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Lakish, Shalachdi, Lagvul, Kan Shariyah, Yukon la tarnagal sechvi. And the reason it's called that is because it looks from afar. And the targum of Vayabed is Ve'istachi. So Sechvi, it's interesting that the Tuf and the Sin are interchangeable. Or Mitzpeh is Sechoysa. There, the Samach and the Sin is interchangeable. Or some say it's called the Sechvi because of the color of its feathers. Now here's the question. You really think the first thing you need to be grateful to Hashem when you wake up are, Hashem, thank you for roosters! I'm so happy! It's another day! Thank you for roosters! I don't know about you, but it's been a long time since I thought about roosters.
But it's not, the bracha is not thank you for
waking up.
It's to give the rooster bina.
Va'anu mevarchim on the bina of the tarnagal, because it's needed for man. Because we need to get up. Right? Why did God make roosters crow? Or whatever you call what they do. Because...
When was the last time you heard a rooster crow?
Me? That's a personal question. Okay. Says Avudraham. One second. Vizeh udvar pela. Says Avudraham, it's a wonder. Ein ba'oila mi she'odeya la'avchem ben yom v'layla. Vafilu adam shabaldeya. You can have the smartest guy in the world. He has a PhD from 30 universities. He's still, when it comes to knowing the difference between day and night, he's a goylem like anybody. Even the dumbest rooster is the biggest bucky and knowing the difference between day and night than the smartest professor. Now the Avudraham says, they cry out at chatzos also. Okay?
They know the zmanim.
They know they know the zmanim. You know, in every shul you have that guy who knows the zmanim. That's the rooster. Okay? Now, by the way, we go to a side point. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to know what is the correct gersa. Now, he doesn't say Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfarad. And it really shouldn't be totally a Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfarad. He says, in the Gemara, it's Asher Nosan. But in the Rambam, in the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch, it's Hanoisein. V'chein Nira Iker. So all you people daven Sfarad, the Aruch HaShulchan goes with Nusach Sfarad, Hanoisein. Why? The Chol HaBracha is Nusach Hasan Bahaybeh. All the blessings are always in present tense. Poi Keach Ivrim. Poi Keach Ivrim. Malbish Arumim. Present. Matir Asurim. Zoi Kev Kefufim. Roi Kaaretz Alamayim. We're going to skip one for a little bit. Hameichin Mitzadei Gover. Oizer Yisrael Begur. They're all present. Boirei Nefashois Rabbois. Boirei Pri Ha'etz. Boirei Pri Ha'gam. It's always present tense. So why would Hanoisin be any different? Where... That's not a recurring thing. It's God made you who you are. Okay. V'hatam mishum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu poyo b'chol eis v'chol, right? God's actively, he's always effectuating. Loi kuman bas v'dam, not like an artisan. Whatever he did is one and done, and then it goes on its own. And the artisan has no involvement in its constant being. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly granting chesed, granting our vision, granting our clothing, it's b'choleis v'chol rega, shenema lo'oisei oirim gedoylam. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan feels that the correct gersa is what? Hanoisei, nosach svard. So all you nosach Ashkenaz people are getting very nervous, people take this very personally, people, you know. So the truth is, not so pashut. Because if you look in the pasuk that this bracha comes from, Mi shas batucha is chachma. Oy mi nasan lasach vivina. Look in the pasuk. We know there's a klal in brachos and in tefillos that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah have adopted the phraseology of the psukim. And we know, we're going to see Reb Schwab quotes a Tosefta, that we're not really authorized to change the nusach of the pasuk. If you look in the pasuk, it says nasan, past tense. Furthermore, who me medaber el me? I remember in third grade, on the test, me medaber el me. See, until third grade, I thought the Rebbe says psukim and he translates into a language I don't know, and I just memorize. You don't have to actually know what it's talking about. So then we had a test, me medaber el me, and I handed it back, mamish kiganedim ikedem. I came back the test the exact same way as I got it. I don't even know me medaber. What's that? Mean we have to actually understand this. Right? But I mean, then it finally dawned on me that there's actually something's going on over here. Mi medaber el mi. Mi medaber el mi. I remember that. I remember that day. Mi medaber el mi. Mi shas batucha is chachma, oy mi nosan lasech levina. God is speaking to Eiv. God is telling Eiv, Eiv, you have tainus? You were around when I created the world in the past? Were you around when I gave the rooster vina? In the beginning of that chapter, where were you when I created the world, Eiv? So the pasuk that the bracha comes from, Asher Nasan Sach Vivina, it says, first of all, Mi Nasan. So perhaps you need to use the word Nasan. And secondly, it may be reverting back to the beginning of time. And in that case, especially, it makes sense why we say Lashon Avar, Asher Nasan. All the other ones were actively thanking Hashem for the gifts that He gave us. But Asher says the Vilna Gaon in the Imrei Noyah Masech Debracha is Asher Nasan Zavina Kain Hu Iker. Sheniska says the Gra Nusach Ashkenaz is correct. The Koy Al Tchilas Habriya is going on in the beginning of creation. V'ulishna Dekra Minasan Lasech Vivina. But Ushara Bracha is Sarch Leimer Beloshen Hoive, Kagan Amechin Mitzade Gover, Upakach Ivrim. Now, so I want to say like this. The Aruch HaShulchan said that nowadays that we arrange the Brachos, not based on actions, but just arranged in the Siddur. So Aruch HaShulchan says, so first we say the brachas and menachos, shalosan goy, shalosan yavo, shalosan isha, and then we say the brachas in mesechta brachas. But we ask, but why do we take one bracha in Masechta Brachos and we put it first? Ashenasa Nasach Vivina. If we're going in the order of the day, but before that we're thanking Hashem for our state of being, so then we should say those three brachos before any of the brachos. But according to Nosach Ashkenaz, and according to the Gra, this first bracha is not just going on a daily gift that God gives the world, that roosters crow. It's going back to the beginning of time. It's going back to when God said to you, were you around when I founded the world? So then maybe that's the reason why we first say that bracha, because that bracha is going back to day one, Bereishis Bara, like him.
But then that brings back the question of why were the two Gemaras segregated the way they were?
The two Gemaras were segregated because the Gemaras were talking about the blessings. Brachas are talking about the blessings you make when you hear something. And the rooster crowing is an action, is something you hear. In other words, brachas is talking about blessings you make when something happens. Menachas is talking about general state of being blessings. So we understand one Gemara is talking about one category, other Gemara is talking about another. But now that we put them all together, so now we're going in order. In order, we're going to thank Hashem for state of being. But before we do that, we do not need to go back to day one of creation. I would, in all honesty, ask on my pshat, which I thought was amazing, but I do want to raise a ha'ara on it, and that is there's one more bracha that we say in Lashon Avar. Sha'asali kol tzarki. That God made for me all of my needs. Okay? Now, the Gra says, why do we say that in Lashon Avar? Because there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, kol shata tachas ragloi, you placed everything under my feet. Perush. The pasuk is going on the dominion that God gave man over everything, that a person could take a plant, uproot it, and do with it as will. You could take a red pepper, grind it in your molars, and pulverize it into some kind of liquid, and then digest it. You could do whatever you want with it. You could take a child of a behemoth, you could shecht it, you can milk it, you could do whatever you want. Not only that, you could take the flesh, you could take its hide, and you could put it under your feet, and you could step on it all day long. You put everything under our feet. Sha'asali kol tzarki. This is learned from the pasuk Koil Shata Tachas Raglav, that we could step on the behemoth. Therefore, when you put on leather shoes, you say, Sha'asali, Lashon Avar, that you did this already. When you created man. So maybe that bracha, according to what we're saying, is to the order should be, Ashenasan Asach Vivina. But I think maybe you could answer that at the end of the day, what you're being grateful for is you're being grateful for a pair of shoes, which in sequential order has not come yet until you put on your clothing.
Now, why do we say Malbisha Ruman if we say Shasli Kotsarki? Are they redundant?
Because shoes are their shoes is one category and it's different than the rest of your clothing. Okay, Marva, but let's explore this further.
It's
after 12 o'clock, I'm going to answer all the questions, okay? I'm running very late, I'm sorry. Okay. So that's an idea. The idea being that maybe we pick this order because Ashenasan Lasach Vivina reverts back to the beginning of creation. Although you could still ask, so what are we thanking Hashem for in Ashenasan Lasech Vivina Lahavchemin Yom Uvein Loila? It's almost a code word for Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you for creating all of creation. Okay. The Rush has another pshat in Lasech Vivin. The Rush says, V'chishama kol tarnagoyla lema, Baruch Ashenasan Lasech Vivina Lahavchemin Yom Uvein Loila, Halev Nikra Sechvi, B'lashanam Nikra. Sechvi refers to the heart. Dechsev minasan lasech vivina, v'halev hu hamevin, v'ayidei abina adam mavchin ben yom uvein laila. So we say thank you, Hashem, who gave our heart the understanding and the discerning to recognize the difference between day and night. So why do you make that bracha when you hear a rooster? You should make the bracha when you wake up. But because a tarnagol understands this. And in Arabic, a tarnagol is called a sechvi. So when you hear a tarnagol, you make the bracha. But even if you don't hear a tarnagol, you still make the bracha. In other words, the Rush learns primarily sechvi refers to the heart. That Hashem gave the heart the ability to discern between day and night. So the Re Bar Yakar, I think he's the Rebbe of Rashi. He incorporates both pshatim. He says they're both true. The Sechvi refers to the rooster. But why would you thank Hashem for giving the rooster ability, the friendship between day and night? It doesn't say, Ashenosan la-sechvi vina livcha in ben yoyim uvein layla. Lahavcha means to let us know. We're thanking God that Hashem, instead of you programming into our brain to know intuitively when day is and when night is, you put that information into a chicken, and that chicken conveys it to us, so the bracha really incorporates both. The fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam programmed this into the animal, and the fact that the animal is able to convey that message to mankind. He says, Ashenasan lasavina ashe minasan lasavina v'zeu davar gadol. Sha'arei adam ha'chacha mimenu eni yadei lahavchin. A man who's smarter than the rooster doesn't know how to differentiate. V'loi shum beria acheras ha'chachamim kamayo chutz mi'al davar zeh. Nobody else knows this wisdom. And this wisdom is for man. Therefore, we make the bracha on his bina. But we don't say, he is able to convey that to us. So perhaps we could say just a very simple pshat in the order of the brachas. Yes, back in the day, the brachas and mesechta brachas were action brachas, and the brachas and mesechta menachas were state of being brachas. But nowadays we read everything in the Siddur. So, al pi seichel hayashar, based on a chronological order of how we should thank Hashem. The first thing we need to thank Hashem for is what? Waking up. So we thank Hashem. Hashem, thank you for giving the rooster the intuition. We don't do that. It's not a bracha. We didn't make a bracha. We make it, the first thing chronologically to thank Hashem for when you make a bracha is that He gave animals the ability to wake us up. Okay? Now once we're up, our eyes aren't even open yet. We need to thank Hashem for who we are. So we thank Hashem. Shoyesani goy, shoyesani oved, shoyesani ish. Now we open our eyes and we say Pakechiv, meaning a simple answer to the question. So we have two answers. One is Ashenasan Lasachivina goes first because it's going back to day one of creation. It's going back to the very first day. But another simple answer would be that just chronologically, if you're making these brachos upon performing certain actions, so then you're gonna reserve Goy Aved Ish until the end. But nowadays, anyway, we read them in the Siddur. So you thank Hashem for waking us up. Then we thank Hashem for our state of being. And then we thank Hashem for opening our eyes. Now, let's look in Reb Schwab. Reb Schwab, in number 15, he quotes Rashi. And he quotes Tosis that Sechvi is the rooster. And Bina is the intuition and the Havchin. V'chein Bina hi b'fnim ha'adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them and us the ability to discern this. Now, he says, the minhag ha'olam is to say ha'noisein, minhag ashkenaz is to say asher nasan, based on the pasuk that we quoted. He quotes a very importantly the Tosefta that's brought in the Rif and the end of the fourth parak of Megillah and the Torah, that we don't change the lashon of the pasuk. So therefore, even though we say asher nasan la sechvi vina, we don't say asher nosan layoiv koyach. We say hanoisin layoiv koyach, because the pasuk in Yeshaya says noisin layoiv koyach. And we're thanking Hashem at the time of the bria, God instilled this into the rooster. Now, it doesn't say lahavdil ben yom uvein layla lahavchin. What's the difference between lahavdil and lahavchin? Lahavdil is not as a sophisticated procedure. Lahavdil is to separate between things that are not connected, not related. Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol. It's not a sophisticated procedure. Ben or l'chol. Lahavchin is to take two things that are very similar and to be able to discern. It's discerning, not separation. Now, How much light is there when the rooster crows? Pitch black. If a human being would go out there, even that smart professor, he wouldn't. You can't tell anything. It's impossible to see. Perhaps right at Alois. But it's dark. It's pitch black. It says it's pitch black. It's darker than Shkia. It's darker than a half hour after Shkia. It's pitch black. That's why you need Havchana. Now, Reb Schwab quotes the Rosh and Tamir Rabbeinu Yonah that Sechvi is the lave. And in the Piyur on Musaf Rosh Hashanah, we say a similar idea. But be it as it may, there's Machlokes Rishayin and what Sechvi refers to. Now, says Reb Schwab, the truth is they're both almost identical. Because even if it's going on the Tarnagal, the gratitude is that we're thanking Hashem that the Tarnagal is Mavchin, and then a person puts it to their heart to realize, yes, the day is coming. Right? So in the times of Chazal, they didn't have an alarm clock. So the rooster was the alarm clock, like the famous story with Rabbi Akiva, where, you know, he lost his rooster, and he says, Kol Manda Ovid Rachman Alatav Ovid, and his life was saved. I want to tell you a third pshat in why perhaps Hanoisin LaSachvivina comes first, and then we'll see what Reb Schwab says. I saw in the Talalei Oirois, he quotes Reb Simcha Zisel Broida in the Sefer Samderach, but I'm not sure in which Samderach. He says, can you imagine you wake up in the morning, and the first thing, you know, he asks most human beings, you wake up in the morning, and you want to show gratitude to the Lord. What should you be grateful to the Lord? Lord, thank you, I'm alive. Thank you, I have a house. Thank you, I have a family. No, thank you for the rooster. Yeah, 2019, thank you for the rooster. But going back to an old classic shir, Bereishis bara Elohim. What does the word Bereishis mean? Simply put.
The beginning.
Right, that's what Rashi says, don't say. Bereishis, in the beginning, meaning that's not correct. Right? So Rashi says, "Ein mikras ela madarsheni." But what does it mean? Pashup shat. So the Gra and the Malbim and the Divna Magid, Bereishis means what? Time. Bereishis. Time. God created time. The very first creation is time. Remember we spoke out? On the fourth day, God created the luminaries. What's the main function of the luminaries? To tell time. Uleha, right? The first pasuk says of Mayasakim Sma Oirois Birkiah Shamayim Lahabdil Bain Hayom Bain Alayla Ulahar. Illumination is secondary. The main function of luminaries is to tell time. But we human beings, we can't tell time by the sun and the moon. How can we tell time? How do we know there's a concept of time? The rooster! The rooster tells us, Raboisai, good morning, get up, get out of bed. There's something called Zman. There's something called Zman. Says the Reb Simcha Zisel, up there in the heavens, there's no time. God lives in a timeless world. I know some people who down here, but Tachtonim, they also live in that world. There's no time. So God has to consolidate and materialize and concretize and bring down to the world the concept of time. So when we say, Asher nasan lasech vivina, we're not just thanking Hashem, God, thank you for the rooster. You know, that's the first thing on my mind when I get up in the morning. Those roosters, you know, that's what, there's nothing like those roosters. But the rooster reflects the concept that Ribbono Shel Olam created Zman, and we're accountable in our time. And therefore, it's very reasonable to say that if time is the very first creation, the first thing God created, then it should be the first thing we thank Hashem for in the morning. Because the whole world exists in the framework of time. The world cannot be. There's no entity, there's no existence of creation unless it exists in a framework. And that framework that everything is in is yesterday, today and tomorrow, the concept of time. And that's signaled to the world by the crow of the rooster. So perhaps that's why it's important that the first thing that we thank Hashem for is Ashenasan Lasachavina Avamin Yom Lo. So let's conclude with what Reb Schwab says in number 17. Because Reb Schwab has a very interesting question.
Number what?
Number 17. Reb Schwab says that we make a bracha every morning for the crow, the rooster, from the change from day to night, from night to day. Why don't we make the same bracha, mincha time, that, oh, Hashem, thank you for making the rooster crow when the night turns when the day turns to night. So he says, L'chor yesh leimer, she'al af shekesh hayoyim, mach shechuva, doyme ha'chashechas lahameyer, Ubal Shoshachas, even though when the day turns to night is similar from when the night turns to day, that just like after Alois HaShachar, it's still dark, like Tzisa Kechavim, and as Netzach Chama comes, it gets lighter and lighter and lighter, and the darkness distances. And so likewise in the day, it's light, it's light, it's light, and slowly the light dissipates. So why don't we have a similar bracha in the transition later on in the day? No, it's different, says Reb Schwab. In the morning, we know the beginning of the day is Alois HaShachar. And you could technically say the bracha bezmana. But there's something called Bein HaShemashos. And there's no Bein HaShemashos in the morning. There's no twilight in the morning. So in the morning, it's Alois HaShachar. You can make the bracha. But later on, the Bein HaShemashos, nobody knows. Safek Yom, Safek Laila. That's why Matzah Shabbos, you have to wait until Yatza Asavik Milibai. So there's no Haidah. But says Reb Schwab, Bechlal, it's not Akasha. You know why? Because you're making a big mistake, because roosters don't crow later in the day. Roosters only crow in the morning to announce the day is coming. Roosters don't call, Raboisai, close your stores, close, stop making business, stop doing whatever you're doing, and go home. There's no such announcement. So now the question is, why? Why in the morning is there a big announcement in the morning, and at night there's no big announcement? Raboisai, the day's over, you could be lazy now. And herein lies the depth of the kavanah of this bracha, says Reb Schwab. So even though at first glance, when the day turns, when the night turns to day is similar to when the day turns to night, but we understand there's a big difference. Because when the night comes, we're worn out, we're tired, we're sad, we're slow, we know the day's over, and it's one and done, put it in the books. We can't finish anymore what's upon us. But when the night is over and the morning comes, we have a different attitude. We have a more promising attitude. We're in a better mood. We have whatever sadness we went to sleep with, we have better hopes for a new day. And therefore Chazal wanted to remind us, Chazal wanted to engender this within us, that of course there's a big difference between when the day begins and when the day is over. When the day is over, we all know we throw in the towel. But somehow creation announces to us and declares to us, Raboisai, it's a new start, it's a new opportunity, it's a new day, we're invigorated, all of our sadness is behind us, all of our worries are behind us, today we're going to conquer the world. And therefore the crow of the rooster is the kol mevasar on the Yom HaChadash. And the sechvi is the intellect that's able to be makir. It's a new start, it's a new beginning, it's a new opportunity, and therefore this is the very first bracha that we make in the morning. Yes, Sholei Sani Goy, Sholei Sani Ovid, Sholei Sani Isha is for the state of being, but this is all heralded in the first pitch, in the opening ceremony, which is the crow of the rooster. And says Reb Schwab, this explains that, and maybe we'll get into this more next week, that Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch writes in his Siddur, that Sholei Sani Goy is conveying that just like God gave the ability to the rooster to differentiate when a new day comes, to tell creation they have a responsibility in this world and they have a mission in this world. So now we have to know what our mission is. And our mission is Shalaya Sani Goy, Shalaya Sani Ovet, Shalaya Sani Isha, says Roy Keach, the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ho'elam Asher Nasan Lasachvi Vina Lavchin Bein Yoim Uvein Loila has 15 words, corresponding to the 12 hours of the night and the 3 hours of the morning of which the rooster crows. So even the words of the bracha were composed b'dikto gadol. And may the Rebbeinu Shalom give us siyata d'shmaya to be ma'ayin b'chol tefilaseinu she'yiskablu b'rachm v'ratzin l'fanav shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.